Hey, what is up, guys? Hope you're having an amazing Wednesday. Beautiful Wednesday in India right now. So in today's episode, I'll talk about 10 habits of unsuccessful people that you don't want to copy. Let's straight jump into it. I welcome you to the new episode of Being Sober with Apurv Khajuria. So, I never met a successful person until I was 24. I grew up in a working class family. I was more frequently around the people who were the opposite. The first successful person I met was an entrepreneur in his 40s. Now, why am I talking about him? Because he had a positive outlook on life and did good things, even if the bad was always supporting him. He truly cared about others, I have to be honest. He always said, "I just try to avoid being unsuccessful." So that is the number one thing I learned from him. He said that you should study what makes you unsuccessful, unhappy, broke, fat, stupid. Then eliminate those things out of your life. To this day, I still live by that advice. I like this concept of trying not to be unsuccessful, because what is success? The second best definition that I found comes from Bob Dylan, my favorite musician of all time. Well, not that favorite, but second best favorite, yeah. A man is a success if he gets up in the morning and gets to bed at night, and in between he does what he wants to do. You probably know The Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. I'm sure you've heard of that book. That's a great book with many important lessons. The challenge is that simply copying habits of successful people doesn't mean you will become successful too. We have to let go of, if I will do this, I'll do that, I'll be successful or happy, way of thinking. Success is a way more complex. What follows is a list of things that miserable people do. Simply avoiding these things will make you more successful than most folks. So let's go. So number one, they are always distracted. Essentialism by Greg McKeown is one of my favorite books. McKeown shares the story of when he met his former classmate years after graduation. He told McKeown that he was in between jobs and asked if McKeown could help him. 20 seconds into the conversation, the guy got a text and started looking down his phone and started responding. McKeown says, 10 seconds went by, then 20. I simply stood up there as he continued to text away furiously. After 2 minutes, he gave up and walked away from an obsessive texter. Don't live your life in the future or past, lost in thoughts and worry. If that guy from the example was present, he might have got a job recommendation from Greg McKeown. Number two, they only talk the talk. They don't work. You know what's better than talking about something? Doing it. In 2010, Derek Sivers gave a TED talk called Keep Your Goals to Yourself, where he presented scientific evidence that talking about your goals is counterproductive. We see it all the time in real life and on social media. I'm training for a marathon. I'm starting a business. The crazy thing is how people react. They applaud you for announcing something. Let's pause for a second. Saying you want to run a marathon and actually running a marathon are two different things, right? In your brain, those two things are actually not that far apart. Derek Sivers says, when you tell someone your goal, they acknowledge it. Psychologists have found that it's called social reality. The mind is kind of tricked into feeling that it's already done. And then because you have felt that satisfaction, you are less motivated to do the actual hard work necessary. Be someone that does things, not someone who talks about things. Number three, they spend time with losers. Now, I don't want to disrespect anyone, but spending enough time with losers, you will become one. I'm straightforward. Apply this analogy to any type of person. Do you want to get fit? Hang out with fit people. People feed off each other's energy. What's better? Your friends asking you when you're going to gym, or your friend asking you to go out for third time that week? Number 4. They hate everything. They especially hate people that are doing well. Why can't you be just other people? Don't worry. You won't be a Pollyanna. You can still be cool and positive. Give people some love. It won't kill you. They even hate things that just are... It is morning today. My head got messy. This thing again. My head got messed up. Doesn't have... My scooty got broken up. My bike got broken up. I hate this rain. Come on, really, man? Having a bad day is okay. Everyone gets irritable once in a while. But if you always hate everything, you'll have a bad life. You know, attitude is everything. Everybody has problems. Attitude is everything. They procrastinate. Well, I support this point because I am a major procrastinator. I took months to take that first step, but I'm overcoming it now. So what's the benefit of putting things off? I once asked my college professor to extend a deadline for an essay. He said, "I'm perfectly happy to extend your deadline by a week. The only thing I'm asking you is, will your essay be better if you had in a week from now?" My answer was no. So I worked my ass off to finish it on time. Only delay things when you'll do a better job later. What's the point of delaying something if you get the same outcome? Do it now or do it better later. Overcome your procrastination, man. Number 6. They don't listen to others. Unsuccessful people only love themselves. To be honest, we all love ourselves. But if you're unsuccessful, you only love yourself. We listen to others because we care about them. How else can you show your care? Everyone can give you a hug. Everyone can give you an advice. But not everybody calls you just to ask you, how are you? Ask, listen, care, repeat. That's gratitude. Practice gratitude. They are lazy. Now, this isn't coincidental with procrastination, but let's jump into it. Never feel like doing anything. You never feel like doing anything. We've all been there. Not feeling like going to dinner with your partner, or not feeling like buying an awesome present for your mother's birthday. Let's face it, it's all because you are lazy. Be a sport. Get off your couch. Participate with your family, friends, partner. The beauty of your life lies in new and novel experiences. When you're lazy, you don't even give yourself a chance to experience new things. It's also not fair to the people in your life. Exactly. So number 8, they don't learn. Learning is one of the most difficult things in the world. It's not a surprise that many people never read a book, never finished school, or never learned from their mistakes. Learning is a struggle. But think about it, we live in the most exciting time in history for learners. The access to information is wide, has never been this easy. In this past, if your dad was a farmer, you become a farmer. Things were like that. Now, you can be anything you wish, you just need to learn how to do it. 9. They are not nice. Now again, I'm not trying to demotivate someone, but somehow people think it's cool to be a jerk. Honestly, it's way cooler to be nice. You don't have to be a Buddhist monk or anything, just be a nice person. Try it sometime, you might make a few new friends. Show them, confess. And if you have difficulty defining what a nice person is, apostrophe, is you're likely a jerk. Well, in India we say, well, I'm not going to say it because, you know, my podcast will be demonetized, but yeah, you got the point. Number 10, last but not the least, this is my favorite one. They are quitters. I saved the worst for last. If there's one thing you take away from this article, I hope it's this. They are quitters. They quit. They don't want to do anything. They just gave up. It's like it hasn't meant for them. They believe in destiny more than hard work. So there's a famous quote by Thomas Alva Edison: "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." Hey guys, what is up? If you're listening to this, it means you have reached the end of the episode. Thank you for joining. This was another episode of Being Sober with Apoorv Khajuria. If you like this episode, give it a review and email me whatever you like. And if you need more episodes like this, encourage me to do that. Send me a message. I love your messages. I'll see you in another episode. Take care. Bye-bye. Namaste.